Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seah and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Growing Consciousness. I am one of your hosts. I am Dr. Chan, and I am here with the beautiful Sayari. Coach Seah, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, Dr. Chan. Glad to be here. Glad to know that, you know, that Hurricane Matthew passed, just, you know, slipped past. Giving thanks.
Yes, we in Jamaica were very fortunate. Yes, we in Jamaica were very fortunate in terms of being dealt a very light and slight blow from Hurricane Matthew. But of course, our friends and family in Haiti were not so lucky. And right now, you know, our friends and family in Cuba and the Bahamas are feeling the effects of Hurricane Matthew. So of course, we wish them well. And as Hurricane Matthew makes its way through the Caribbean, through the Atlantic Ocean, some people have been in a constant state of panic and anxiety. You know, as you're speaking to them, listening to them, getting the emails, the text messages, there's panic, there's anxiety. Oh, my God. But then on the other end, there are some persons who have remained calm and centered and saying, you know, what is going to be will be, and taking the necessary steps and precautions. In the meantime, getting, you know, the extra food in case, storing water and all of these things. But it really brought to mind these unexpected events, hurricanes. It's something that we can't control, you know, something that we as human beings have absolutely no control over. We don't know if it's going west, north, south, east, if it's going to slow down, speed up. So, you know, that's the case of hurricanes, but it's also the case of many other things that crop up in our life. You know, we don't have a lot of direct control over the things that happen in our lives around us and that happen to, you know, our loved ones and friends. So when hurricanes and other unexpected events crop up in our lives, do we generally remain calm, or do anxiety and fear clutch us in its grip when these things happen? Do incidents beyond your control leave you spiraling in panic, anxiety, or are you the rock that others can cling to in a storm? So today we're talking about being the calm in the storm, and of course we're going to explore some ways that, you know, maybe we can, you know, be a little calmer, maybe not always, maybe not at all times, but, you know, especially for those of us who are tend to be more on the panic and anxiety side of things, we're just going to explore some ways today that we can try to be a little bit more calm and keep our wits and our blood pressure normal in these very stressful and high anxiety situations. So, Seah, I heard a story from a colleague of mine who was visiting Tobago just last week as, well, no, Hurricane Matthew, but then Tropical Storm Matthew had left some very choppy and rough seas. She was traveling with some persons across the ferry. There's a ferry that goes between Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago, for those who don't know, is a twin island republic. So it's two islands but one country. And she was traveling from Trinidad to Tobago on the ferry. And apparently hurricane, well, it was then Tropical Storm Matthew, had caused the sea to be, she described it, very angry. So apparently the ride between Tobago and Trinidad was extremely rough. Apparently people were screaming and panicking. So very rough ride. So she said that, you know, around her, she said it was amazing for her to see the mix of emotions. In one case, she described a little girl who actually urinated on herself because she was so fearful. She said there was another case of persons who were just screaming. And then she said there was another man who opened up a bottle of rum and said, you know, if he was going to die, he was going to die happy, and proceeded to drink the rum until he was intoxicated. In the midst of it, you know, I asked her, I said, well, what were you doing? And she said, well, you know, she was trying to assist the person around her. She tried to help to clean up the little girl who had urinated on herself. She was, you know, offering words of comfort to the people around her. So it really brought to light again to me the range of experiences as she described in this these rough seas that they you know, successfully crossed the channel and got to Tobago safely. But the mix of emotions from panic, fear, and, of course, herself being so calm in the face of it all.
Yeah.
And I asked her, are you always that calm? And she said, no, I'm not always. Sometimes I am the one panicking. But in this case, she said, I don't know why, but I just remain calm and try to help the others.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. It's similar to when, you know, there's turbulence on a flight or, you know, there's no control.
Yes. And for many of us, when these things are happening, we may be looking around and saying, you know, why is this happening to me? I don't know why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, either we become anxious in terms of with fear, because anxiety, I believe, is a form of fear, that we fear the outcome and we begin to panic. And sometimes when we panic, we don't necessarily make the best decisions because we're so caught up in this fear that we lose our sense of rationality and, you know, maybe the steps that we could take to either make the situation less stressful or less impactful. So sometimes, I guess, when things seem to be falling apart all around us, one of the things that I would say is try to, as hard as it may be in the situation, especially when, you know, all hell is breaking loose around you, or it seems like all hell is breaking loose around you, maybe you can try to what they describe as relax into the valley. Right, you know that things are going wrong all around you. You may be, as you say, on the plane and the turbulence is rough and the plane is being bounced around, or you may be on the ferry being bounced across between Tobago and Trinidad, or it may be just one of those rough life experiences, divorce, death in the family, you know, loss of job, whatever that turbulent period is for you. As it may seem almost counterintuitive, but sometimes the best thing to do is to take a deep breath. Just to take a deep breath and relax and say, you know, say notice that the good things that are happening around you. Notice that the ferry is not going down. Notice that the plane is not going. Notice that the pilot did not say brace for impact. Notice that, you know, you're still alive, you're still breathing, you still have your family and friends and loved ones around. Because what psychologists tell us is that your brain cannot simultaneously experience fear and appreciation. So at the same, when you start to focus on the things that are going right, your brain tends to move away from the things that are going wrong and the fear. So that type of practice, just relaxing into the valley, can help to train your brain not to fear so much, not to be so anxious, and you'll notice that there are beautiful, wonderful, nice things going around in the valley, in between those happy and beautiful experiences.
Mm-hmm. And as I always say, where the mind goes, energy flows. You know, but I grew up with my father always saying, do not panic, regardless of what is happening. Do not panic. And interestingly, generally, I don't think I'm very panicky, but I have times when, of course, I'm a right mess. And it's as if I cannot control it, you know, not often, but of course, I'm human. And I think one of the things that really helped in terms of when, you know, things are out of our control is the preparation, what we have done, how, what we've practiced up to that point. Therefore, I think it's a good idea to practice relinquishing control in our daily lives, you know? Because there is so much that is beyond our control. What we control is ourselves, our thoughts to a degree, where our mind goes. And one of the things I try to do often is I write the movie, like write the script to how I'd like my day to go. You know, if I have a meeting or a situation that I feel uncomfortable about, I just write the movie exactly as I want it to be, how I want to feel in it, in the, you know, during the situation. And to be honest, it works like magic. However,
so tell us, how does that work? When you say write the movie, what do you mean? You literally write it down, or what do you actually
not
do?
Write,
so you're going to
write,
a meeting and you're anxious. What would you do?
Right. So I visualize going into this space, whether or not I know who else is going to be there, I apply the energy to the space that I would like it to be, how I would like it to be. And usually, like I said, if I'm, you know, if I feel uncomfortable, you know, or unsure of myself in going into this place, you know, using a meeting as an example is, you know, it helps, I think. And really allow yourself the discipline of focusing on how this meeting is going to go for you, regardless of what it may usually be like. You know, remember, this is your space. You can make up how, you know, whatever you want it to be. So you just, you know, sit with yourself, or if you're driving, you just visualize exactly how you want it to be. Maybe you're going to get asked, you know, would you like coffee or tea? Maybe you don't usually. Maybe there's not usually any pastry or biscuits, but you write pastry biscuits into the meeting, into your scenario. You have a presentation. You see yourself presenting successfully, comfortably, confidently, see it being well received the way you would like it to be. Because, you know, you have something valuable to bring in. You know, even if you're not sure if it's all that valuable, you create that, you know, you write that script and just watch. You don't have anything to lose by doing this. I suppose it's like visualizing parking spaces. You have trouble at work, yeah, finding a parking space or whatever, start practicing that. And the thing with that is, it's just getting... It allows you to become familiar with your mind. It allows you to start trusting that process. It allows you to start seeing beyond what your fears are. So, therefore, when situations come up that you have no control over, you're then able to see past that or see differently, you know, perceive the situation differently and hopefully help to remain a bit calmer. And therefore, just like you, you know, the friend who was on the boat, somehow you may at least be of assistance to everybody else, you know, even if, because it may not be that she wasn't afraid or terrified, but that is just how her, how it manifests, how her energy, who she really is manifested in that moment, you know?
Yes. I think that is such an important point, because sometimes, you know, we may think that the person who is calm has no fear.
Yes.
But that may not necessarily be the case. And as you were saying that, say, I recall being in Guyana in a very small aircraft. It was my first time in such a tiny aircraft. It was like a 10-seater or something like that. And there was a lady sitting beside me. And as the plane made its little dips, because, of course, those small planes, for those who have been in those tiny planes, you feel every single thing. It's not like a 747 or a jumbo jet. You feel every tiny movement, every little wind, every little air pocket you feel in. And I remember, you know, because eventually we became comfortable with it, you know, but initially every little drop and pop, I remember the lady literally, like, this is someone I don't know very well, and she grabbed my leg, and every time there was a dip, she would squeeze my leg, And mm-hmm. she would look at me and she was saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I could see her looking at me as though, why are you so calm? But I really wasn't calm. But mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing too. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You know, I were feeling every little thing in this aircraft. It's, and, you know, it was... I wasn't showing any visible signs myself of, wow, this plane could just go down or, you know, whatever, you know, fears I was feeling at the time. But interestingly enough also, which, as you said, may have been the case with my colleague on that ferry between Trinidad and Tobago, she may have been experiencing fear to, like, wow, this ferry could go down or it could go under. But at the same time, she mm-hmm. managed to keep some level of composure that was able to bring some comfort and calm to the other person. Because after a while, the lady who was clutching my leg, she stopped and she kind of looked at me, and then she kind of calmed down a little bit herself. So, and then after a while, we all got comfortable with the little bumps and twists, and, you know, as the plane shook and so on. We realized the pilot was taking out his phone and taking pictures, eventually had his hands behind his head, you know, because this was, I guess he'd made this flight like several times mm-hmm. per day, so to him it was no biggie.
Yes.
And we were there in the back panicking.
yes, and you know, it's like a ripple effect, you know, so somehow the calm within you or two or three others eventually ripple out to help everybody else calm, you know, calm down. So I think, you know, it's all of us affect our environment, you know, and where there is panic and hysteria, it spread quick. So if one or more can really stay calm, truly, it is also a very powerful thing. And, you know, in terms of the media and stuff, like with hurricanes and all of that, I mean, I was just like, guys, I wish you would just not stop commenting. Just watch what you're thinking. You know, of course, prepare sensibly.
Yes.
But, you know, see, pass it. Don't expect the worst. You prepare for it, but expect, you know, for it to be gracious and for it to pass and for it to, you know, because really... Yeah, God is good, not necessarily because in Jamaica was spared, because God is no less good because Haiti has gotten hit. You understand? I just think life is life. Nature does what nature does. And a huge part also of kind of releasing control is accepting this Latin phrase, memento mori, which means we are going to die. You are going to die.
Yes.
Remember that you must die, you know?
Yes.
And when we really accept that, then we realize that everything in this is passing, you know? Regardless of how hard and horrible a time or period may seem, it's all passing. And
well, Saya, I mean, I definitely agree with you. It really is all passing. And whatever it is, whether it is our plans that have been shattered or our expectations that have been dashed for whatever reason, I totally agree with you. It really reminds us that we have very little control over most situations, and that, as you said, our very lives are temporary. I mean, this scares us so much, and most of us, this scares us so much, and we resist every obstacle, every down point, every low point in our life. You know, we resist it because it scares us, because it reminds us that our lives are, these situations are temporary, and of course, our lives are temporary. So, you know, it's really from you know, whatever it is, you know, whatever we resist in terms of, whether it could be a demotion at work, being fired, some relationship ending, a breakup, divorce, we feel it as if it was death itself, and then we begin to clutch at straws. You know, we're going to denial. We pretend that things are not going wrong or they're not going according to plan. And even when they're not going according to plan, and if you're going into these low periods, these valley periods, whether it is a natural disaster or our plans going wrong or the end of a relationship. Sometimes we just have to do, you know, what we did as children. You know, if you had the chance to be on a swing and you're swinging up the swing, when the swing is coming down, it's just coming down. You can't do anything about it. You just have to allow it to happen. You can't jump out the swing, but you might hurt yourself. But you just have to, in a sense, kind of just let go. You know, you just have to let go as hard as it may be. And the other part of it, I think, is when you let go, is to try to release that fear. And yeah, it's simple to say, you know, have no fear or release the fear or fear no evil or whatever the case may be. But, you know, having this unshakable calm is really a very theoretical thing, as we described with myself as well as my colleague on the ferry. You know, it is really about just, you know, having that experience of, you know, really and truly just being in the moment, you know, really being in the moment and really just trying your best to focus, as we said earlier, on the things that are good that are happening around us and to appreciate that we still have life, and where there's life, there is hope, to trust ourselves and to trust, you know, whatever other being we may believe in. You know, we believe in, some of us believe in other things, other beings, whether we call it God, Allah, Jah, whatever it is. Yes, but at the same time, you know, at the same time, a lot of us, what we don't do, we don't trust ourselves, and we need to learn to trust ourselves to know that whatever this situation is, as much as I don't have control over all of the circumstances surrounding this situation, I do trust myself that I can survive, I can live, I can survive this divorce, I can survive this end of this relationship, I can survive, you know, being jobless, being without cash, being confused and lost in a foreign country, I can survive being drenched in the rain, in this beautiful dress as I'm going to this amazing function. You know, it is about trusting ourselves that we can survive and we will survive, and to remind ourselves that the situation is temporary. And as I was saying, you know, to remind ourselves that our very lives are temporary and to not take these things too seriously. You know, it's very simple but very challenging at the same time to remember to focus on the things that are happening around us that are wonderfully beautiful, that even though we have lost a job, we now have more time to spend with ourselves, to spend with our family, to spend with our loved ones, you know. And the other part, I think, of really being in this valley period or in this turbulent time or whatever that experience is that we have no control over or we feel we have no control over, is to just take a step back and get the message. You know, for many of us, we believe in God, Jah, Allah, we believe in some kind of deity. So, you know, if we believe in that, we can say, well, you know, God or Jah or Allah has a reason for us to be going through this. If you don't believe in some you know, deity, some higher being, some higher power, then, you know, life is all about beliefs. Hopefully you believe that something positive will come out of this situation. Even this situation is very challenging, very hard, very difficult, very painful. You know, so I think believing that, you know, there is a reason for this also helps us to find the positive again. So again, when we're in that deep, dark valley period, we can look at it more than just chance. We can look at it as, instead of we saying that, boy, this incident is really here to ruin our lives, we can really look at it to say, well, this incident is here to maybe try to save me or to teach me something, and not teach in a sense where, oh, this thing trying to teach me a lesson like it's trying to punish me, but to really to say that this event is taking place in the sense of there is something that I can learn from this incident. I can grow from this incident. I can move forward from this incident. I can be a better person from this incident. I can bring more love, more light into the world from this incident. So when we think about it, you know, human beings are really the only creature in nature that resist the pattern of ebb and flow. Life is all about ebb and flow, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Sometimes there's a full moon and you can walk outside like myself in the nighttime as though it is daytime. It's so beautiful. But then other times there's no full moon, and that's fine. And of course, nature has its rhythm. Animals breed with the cycle of the moon. animals reproduce. They travel with the cycle of the moon. Plants grow with the cycle of the moon, right? So many things that ebb and flow, that change, like the tide that comes in and recedes at different times, and nature moves in tandem with that flow. But as human beings, we often resist that natural flow of nature. We want the sun to shine every single day, and not just every single day, we want the sun to shine every single night. But just like now, as Hurricane Matthew is passing through, it's a very overcast and bleak day in Jamaica. Yeah, it's very overcast, bleak, rainy. You know, we have the tail end of Hurricane Matthew that is affecting us now. And it can't be sunshiny as much as those of us who live in the tropics love sunshine, and we love the hot weather. When it doesn't shine, a lot of us where we live, we create cities that never sleep, you know. We want to see the sun all the while. So we seek a continuous energy that is emotionally high, and, you know, we use everything from exciting parties, nightlife, and all kinds of chemicals, whether they are legal or illegal chemicals, to make sure that we have that sunlight and that high and that energy at all times possible. But, you know, it's natural for us to have darkness. It's natural to have ebb and flow, to have darkness between days, to have emptiness between the times that we feel filled up, and to have, you know, times where there's nothing growing, to have droughts as well as growing seasons. So these are necessary complements of upbeat. So if we resist the down periods, the times when things are not going for us creatively, financially, romantically, as we think they should, you know, sometimes there's just a natural of cooling, even between friends. You know, sometimes you may have a period where you call each other every day, and then there are times when, you know, you don't hear from each other at all. The natural cooling and the natural heat in terms of the intensity of the phone calls and the interaction and the visiting each other, that's a natural flow of life. You know, we don't have to fight it. We don't have to resist it. These periods of whether they are darkness, fallow time, or, you know, cooling periods, they hold a message for us, right? If we look, if we want to find something positive in it, we can find something positive in it, whether we think the message is from Jah, Allah, God, or we just think the message is just for us as human beings to find. You know, you just look for the message and you will find the positive in it. And sometimes the positive in it is just kick back, rest. You can't do anything about it. You have no control over it. So just be cool. You can't do anything about the ferry if the ferry should go down. You can't do anything about the plane if the plane should go down. You can't do anything about the job that you got fired from. You know, you either have to move on and find a new job or create a new opportunity for yourself, right? But in that period of time, yeah, maybe the message is just to rest, and not just to rest, but rest like you mean it. Coach Seah, you're back with us. We had missed you for a little period of time. The call had dropped out.
Yes, and you know, to remember always that we have a choice, that you have a choice in feeling how you feel, you know, in those panic-stricken moments. You can choose, you can still choose to panic or not to panic, to feel the fear or to, you know, allow that fear, allow that vibe to remind you, like Dr. Chan said earlier, of all that you have done that has made you feel good, that, you know, to just change your mind, the choice to change the mind, and to allow yourself to embody that, you know, in those times.
Well, Seah, I can't think of better words to end this show. So we thank you for joining Seah Ray and myself, Dr. Chan, right here on the Growing Consciousness Show. In the midst of the storm, remember, you can take a deep breath, visualize the good, and of course look around and appreciate the positive all around. See you next time on Growing Consciousness. Be calm in the interim.
The eye of the storm.
Thanks for joining Coach Seah and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.